we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today I'm concluding our topic, prayer. All week long I've been talking about the need to pray regularly for your children. I'd like to finish our look today by summarizing some of the results in prayer that are found in the Bible. It's difficult to limit these results just to a few categories, since so many variations of the same general theme occur. But still, it is possible to single out certain broad categories as they occur in the Word of God. I'm going to suggest some of these categories in the hope that this will be an encouragement to you to pray more regularly for your family. One of the most desirable results of prayer is the peace of mind that comes when we've committed our problems to the Lord. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus." Someone as well said, "Peace rules the day when Christ rules the heart." And your willingness to turn your problems over to the Lord, in obedience to God's command, opens the door for the Lord to give you His peace. Closely akin to this emotion of peace is the promise of joy that we also find in the Bible. Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Charles Spurgeon said, "You cannot glorify God better than by a calm, joyous life. Let the world know that you serve a good master. Rest in God and keep on praising Him." Still another desirable result of prayer is spiritual power. Jesus taught, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Your ability to bear spiritual fruit is related to your willingness to pray. There is more that you can do after you have prayed, but there's nothing more for you to do until you have prayed. When you think of the dreams that you have for your children, you can see how important it is that you saturate their lives with your prayers. Only then can you bring forth the spiritual fruit that you long to see in their lives. There's a fourth result that you might not have thought of. Prayer produces a prayerful attitude. Remember, the Lord said, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." Paul wrote, "Pray without ceasing." Clearly, God wants us to grow to the point where communion with Him is an ongoing thing. It is entirely possible to spiritually mature to the degree where the reality of God's presence in your life is a perfectly natural thing. In this state, prayer to the Lord is just as natural as his conversation with a friend. The final result of prayer that I'll mention today is the one that you perhaps thought of first. If prayer is fundamentally asking, and it is, then the result of prayer should be receiving. Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." All of the words that are translated prayer, pray, prayed, and so forth, have something to do with asking, beseeching, interceding, making supplication. As God answers these requests, He gives to those who have asked. What a privilege. As you think of your children, recognize that the same God who said, "Suffer little children to come unto me," also provides you with the wisdom to properly train those children so that they will come to the Lord. But you need to develop the habit of prayer. You need to regularly pray for your children and for yourself as a parent so that you can see God's blessing falling upon your home. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.